This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I have plugged maybe 2 hours, like 2 minutes in the last 2 hours, and I need to fund the operation. Plus, we got some great products. So ahead of William Binney joining us, former head of the NSA with some bombshell news on the whole Russia investigation, I'm going to talk about some of the unbelievable sales and exciting things that are going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. My friends, we're in the middle of the Second American Revolution. The globalist social engineers are trying to play us off against each other in a big way. They're trying to play us off according to race, according to region, according to ethnicity, background, sexual orientation, male, female. And again, it's in the WikiLeaks, it's in the Facebook documents, it's in their own admissions that they're cold-bloodedly doing this. And it's up to us to understand they're doing that and to transcend it and to educate others about what's happening and what is unfolding. The divide and conquer we're witnessing is a desperate last-ditch attempt to have this country forget that we were under globalist control, forget that the social compact had been broken, forget that we had been deindustrialized, and to basically grab victory from the jaws of defeat. We've beaten the globalists. The fact that we're aware of their multinational operation, the fact that we're aware of their private Federal Reserve, the fact that the public is becoming more and more informed, that's the end of their operation. So if we can beat their censorship, if we can reach out to other folks that aren't awake yet, and if we can elect good people to public office, but also rebuild our industrial and cultural base, America's best days are ahead of us, not behind us. To quote Merle Haggard, the late great, we don't have to keep rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell with no chance for freedom or the Liberty Bell. It's here. But at the same time, the globalists are trying to cut off the funding of organizations and institutions and operations that are telling the truth and that are exposing their narrative in real time. That's why this Christmas, it is more important than ever to support InfoWars, because you're supporting yourself and you can beat the crowds, beat the traffic, beat the high prices, beat the garbage, beat the additives, and get from the biggest budget to the lowest budget, high-quality products that you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, that those that you're giving gifts need. We have 70-plus high-quality supplements that we produce, that we develop with top firms, and other high-quality brands that we also carry at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have Patriot Apparel that helps you meet like-minded people, support the broadcast, and spread the word. High-quality water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, and so much more. If you'll just do some of your Christmas shopping for your loved ones at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll get them original, healthy, high-quality, low-cost products that'll make their lives better and at the same time defeat the globalists in the information war. Don't shop with the globalists. Don't trade with the enemy as much as you can, and none of us are perfect. Support independent media that stands up for what's right. You can shop at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also give InfoWars Store gift cards to friends and family. That's a great way to get them to visit the site and find out about the political message while they're getting high-quality products at the same time. And we also now have Patriot Points, where you get 5% off of every purchase added to your account for future purchases. That is a high-end system at 5% compared to most rewards cards. That is on the very high end of the spectrum for the level of 5%. So please, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the Tip of the Spear against the globalists. We've got a lot of huge sales, up to 50% off on some of our best-selling products. So, Merry Christmas, and thanks for the support.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say, Mother.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, into the third hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're joined by really an American hero, William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, one of the most famous code breakers in U.S. history, and the equivalent of a multi-star general when he was heading up that agency. He's also been a whistleblower to Congress, been SWAT teamed, been targeted, been persecuted, but never charged with anything because it was all intimidation. ExposedFacts.org, AGoodAmerican.org is the award-winning film he's in. He was also the main technical director and fact director for Oliver Stone's incredible film, Snowden. So much of what we now know about the illegal spy grid being used against us for the political class is thanks to him, Mr. Drake, Sybil Edmonds, and many others. But he is the chief whistleblower out there, ladies and gentlemen. And he's going to be talking about pgknowledge.eu today and some of the important work he's doing. But first off, he hasn't talked a lot about this, but today he said he's ready to talk about it. In light of the whole Russiagate investigation, he wants to get into that and his meeting with the CIA director, Mr. Pompeo, a few weeks ago. So we're going to talk about how that meeting took place and as much as he can now reveal to this audience today. So thank you so much, William Binney, for joining us to discuss this.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, you got the floor. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think we should start with the research we've been doing on the data allegedly coming from a hack by the Russians to the DNC server. That back in this was the data that was made available from Guccifer 2 that talked about the leak or the hack that he called a hack on the 5th of July of 2016. That data he made available for us to look at, so we started looking at it. And the first thing we found was the speeds were rather high for a transfer across the web to Europe from the U.S. In fact, the speed, I was here in Europe with Duncan Campbell reviewing all this data again, and we found that the highest speed that data ran from was taken down off the server, supposedly. This is all alleged now. So it was 49.1 megabytes per second, which is roughly a little over four times the rate that we could get by a transfer. We also attempted to transfer data across the Atlantic to Europe, to various places in Amsterdam, the UK. One of the fellows even looked at transferring it to Belgrade and also Albania, but it was pointless to even try because the network couldn't even handle it anywhere near it there. So the highest we got was roughly one-fourth the speed necessary to transfer the data, which meant it was impossible to go across the net. But it is, however, compatible with a download to a thumb drive. So if you had a USB thumb drive, you could download it at those speeds.
So what you're saying, as a technical expert who tested it, this was an inside job just like Snowden doing on a thumb drive at point-blank range. That's the speeds. That this was basically impossible to be an outside hack, which is what we know from British ambassadors, from spies, from other leaks. Can you then quantify why Trump wanted you to meet with Pompeo to explain this to him?
Well, Director Pompeo said to me when I first sat down, he said, the president said I should talk to you if I wanted to get facts about the Russiagate. That was really a shocking statement, because what that really says to me is the intelligence agencies aren't even telling the president or the head of the CIA the facts in the case. I mean, if he has to ask me that what the facts are, why aren't the intelligence agencies, the FBI, NSA, CIA, the members of the CIA, telling even the president or the chief of the CIA, the Central Intelligence
Agency? And I know it's all classified, you can't get into it, but a lot of this is public now. The president has the code keys, he's got authorization, he could go in and see all this, but of course, it was the Obama holdovers, we know, up until Trump got into office, that were still there with the keys spying on the president-elect. We now know that.
Yes. For example, early on, when the conversation between the President Trump and the president of Mexico and Australia were released, I mean, that's a clear indication that kind of information to me came from NSA, because any communications of the president leaving the White House are encrypted. So that the agency that has the keys and provides the equipment and the keys for the president to communicate is NSA. So they would be able to decrypt and translate all those conversations. So they certainly are a prime suspect for releasing that. But let me get back to that hack in July of 2016. There's more to it than just that. When we looked at the data, there were two batches of release. The main one was dated the 5th of July. There was a later one dated the 1st of September, also from Guccifer 2. But when you looked at them, if you only looked at minutes, seconds, and milliseconds, those two data sets merge. They merge, fit right together like a glove and on a hand. So that you basically would have one continuous set of information. So it means to us that Guccifer 2 is playing games, and that this wasn't even a hack. You don't even know if it was a hack of the DNC or if it was something downloaded, transferred somewhere else, and then downloaded again.
And sir, I know this is simple for you as a top expert, but just to explain, not only transfer rates showed how to be done point blank at the computer, at the server itself, but also the data, the way it was taken down and put down together, was all done together, congruent at one time.
Yeah, and it basically says that Guccifer 2 is playing a game with us, right? They're playing a game with us and everybody else.
Because it's not the Russians that can be inside these secret facilities, obviously, getting the info.
Yeah, well, plus all of the indications are that it wasn't even a hack at all in any way, shape, or form.
Wow, so you explained this to Pompeo. Please continue.
Yes, and also I said that if members of Congress are going to call this an act of war, then they ought to do like President John F. Kennedy did and President Reagan. Kennedy released the photographs of the missiles in Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis because it was something that was very serious. And also when the Russians shot down the Korean, South Korean airline over Sakhalin Island, he released the ground-to-air control of the fighters, giving where the ground control ordered the shoot-down of the plane. So those were serious situations, and they basically declassified information so that they could show how serious the situation was and prove it to the American public and everyone else.
Incredible. Now, I know you're a scientist, a computer scientist, so you just go off the facts, but just big picture, looking at this with William Binney, who's blown all this wide open, the president wanted you to go talk to the head of the CIA. He doesn't even have the keys to the NSA. He can get into all this. They've got him sequestered, but he's getting enough info to know he needs to talk to you, showing, again, the whole Russia thing's made up. It was an inside job of people trying to expose the criminality of Hillary and what was going on.
Yeah, there's really no guarantee that even if he asks for all the information about Russiagate that's held by NSA or the FBI, that they'll even give it to him. Because they don't, you know, if they don't want to give away information to anybody, they can keep it and hide it internally. They don't have to share it with anyone.
I mean, couldn't the president appoint you as a special investigator and you've got the clearances to go in there and investigate for him?
Well, I don't have the clearances anymore, but
the president could get those for you.
Yes, he could. Yes, that's true.
Would you take that job if the president authorized you to?
If he wanted me to do that, I would do that. Yes, absolutely.
And that'd be their worst nightmare. I mean, we can't trust the former head of the NSA. Who can we trust? I mean, it's just a bunch of politicos in there with the code keys. Samantha Powers, all of them in there, meeting with the former CIA director and everybody to set up Trump. I mean, these people are just have committed incredible crimes, in my view. We'll be back with William Benny, a true American hero. There's John Wayne, the actor, then there's the real John Wayne. William Benny's one of those. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Binney, the former head of technical, actual operations of the National Security Agency, the man behind the movie Snowden, the main expert on that, is our guest this segment and next. He is on the road in Europe. He thinks his computer battery will probably last about 45 after or so, but if it cuts out, he'll be gone. This is so huge, okay? He's one of the leading experts in the world. The president wanted him to meet with the CIA director because they're trying to understand what's going on. Because this is so complex, and the agencies don't tell each other a lot of information. And so here is William Binney looking at the supposed Russian hack, they're saying. They've never proven Lucifer 2.0 was a Russian. But now we know what British ambassadors and others have said they've been told. They've said they've met with the supposed Lucifer and that it was a group of U.S. intelligence operatives and people that were upset about what was happening. I have had high-level contacts confirm that to me back during the election. And I know that people like Eric Prince got information that I had separately had but not released about it, and that Eric Prince knows. So all I'm saying is this is not a secret. This has been in British and German newspapers, but not really in our news. It's a huge scandal. It's the key to understanding Russiagate and how they're trying to remove our president with zero evidence. They've got NSA transcripts of General Flynn not doing anything wrong, but then an FBI agent who worked for Hillary, who's disgraced, is the one that wrote up the forms claiming what he told them didn't match the NSA spying. So this is huge, huge news and blows the whole Russian narrative wide open. William Binney, please break this down and get into other angles, because, again, you're the expert.
Well, we have, we're looking at other evidence also, that technical evidence that looks like even earlier claims might be a total sham also. So in other words, it looks like virtually all of this data has been a fabrication that's been created as a diversion, basically, so that we can pay attention. It's like we're playing the Wizard of Oz game. Pay attention. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Look at all the side show that's going on. Pay attention over here. Don't look at me. So I just think that this whole thing has been a setup from the beginning. And it's being right now, the technical evidence is starting to show that and prove that. And we'll be publishing information about that hopefully very soon.
Wow. Was your whole meeting with Pompeo, did he say it was off record? Or what else can you tell us about this amazing meeting requested by the president?
No, he didn't. He didn't say it was off the record or anything. He just said he wanted to talk to me about getting, the president asked me and him to talk to me about getting facts about Russiagate. So I just told him everything I knew at the time, and we're getting more and more information that kind of corroborates everything we've been saying about it being a fabrication. We'll be adding that publicly shortly, I hope. So it's a matter of verifying everything we've done. We don't want to say something that we can't actually show and prove.
Well, I know that you've received classified awards. You can't talk about those, but it's been reported that you've gotten some of the biggest awards in the country you can get. I mean, you were running operations against the Russians, and so you'd be the expert to investigate the Russians. But from your spy chief gravitas, when you say it looks like it's a setup beyond just an inside job, without getting into, you know, statecraft and things, as an expert, what are you seeing?
Well, but, there are people in other countries involved, like in the UK with the supposed report from the British intelligence, you know, that kind of thing. And also internally, if you believe Cy Hirsch, what he's saying is people in the FBI know exactly who leaked the data, and they're not talking about that. So there are people in the FBI, people in lower ranks in the CIA, also people in NSA who are involved in all of this. So those are the three agencies are the main ones who made up the intelligence community assessment, where they claimed 17 intelligence agencies. Well, it was really only three, and it was handpicked people from those three to come up with a predetermined outcome, which is what they did. And they wrote a 14-page ICA, intelligence community assessment paper, that started out by saying we have high confidence that, and it's our judgment that we have high confidence that this, that the Russians did the hack. But then at the very bottom, page 13, it says, please don't interpret our judgment to mean that we have absolute facts to prove that this is absolutely true. So what they're saying is, you know, this whole report was a big sham, and they had no evidence whatsoever, nothing to back up any claim they were making. And it was just, another fabrication. So it just shows you the extent of the organization behind this charade.
Well, I know where to look out of these 17 agencies. It's that handful of people that put out the hoax that all 17 agencies all concurred, and then who put out these scurrilous fake reports. I mean, I think you start with them in your investigation of who really cooked all this garbage up. If you were speaking to the president, I mean, he obviously listens to what you have to say and what you write, what would you say he needs to do next?
I would say he needs to clean house. He's got to start firing people who are in charge of these agencies and replace them with people who do a proper job. That means cleaning out the cleaning out the agencies and making sure they start to obey the Constitution, which they're not doing now. And that includes the Department of Justice. I'm not excluding them either. They're a part of this charade too, in one form or another. They're covering up for the people who are involved in this. Because if the FBI knows who did it, they also know, at least some of them. Now, whether they're telling anybody, that's another story.
I wonder how they think they're going to get away with it when it's the Clintons that have this huge history with the Russians and Uranium One and their foundation. And then you've got Trump surveilled. We learned by Obama when he first got into office, I was also on the list. That was a whole data leak that came out of federal law enforcement. And there were hundreds of thousands of names and phone numbers of mine that were private, and I even had some of Trump's private numbers. Those were his numbers at Mar-a-Lago and also one of his private numbers at Trump Tower. I never even had the nerve to use, but we got the list, and I was like, wow, that's the number I got for him at Mar-a-Lago. So they were illegally surveilling him all these years and intensified during the campaign, and then they can't even find anything. That shows he's got a pretty good record if they're illegally spying on him and nothing's there.
Yeah, but it also shows all the illegality that they've been involved in, including violations of the First, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments, trying to use his communications without warrants against him in terms of charging him with something. That is a clear violation of the founding principles of our nation, and this is fundamentally treason at the highest levels, in my view.
You're right. William Binney's our guest. I think it's fair to say that the House of Cards is coming down. I mean, it's coming out. They surveilled him. It's in the Flynn documents. They got caught lying. So what do we do legally now to make sure that they end up getting in trouble before they launch the next part of their fiction, as Ron Paul called it last week, as you called it, a charade, where they're planning to indict the president for obstruction of justice. The word is as early as Christmas. And I reported that Friday. They now, NBC News yesterday said that is the word. They're looking to indict the president. We'll be back with William Binney.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb. And that doesn't mean I have all the answers, but the amazing guests we have, like William Benny and Dr. Ron Paul and others, they do have the answers. And I was just on the website pgknowledge.eu and The Good American and a bunch of others, and they've got the documents and the breakdowns of the fraud, that it was an internal deal, there was no Russian hacking. They're just involved in a giant hoax, and they want to basically have it where any surveillance of their illegal activity is supposedly Russian because they're committing all these crimes. But, again, William Benny is our guest. PGKnowledge.eu, the film, A Good American. In the 9 minutes we have left, sir, please break down the great work you're doing in Europe. Again, that's so important. The president asked you to meet with the CIA director and just other key facts that folks should be made aware of.
Well, first of all, I would recommend that they take a look at A Good American, the movie. It's only something like $4 to look at Netflix and so on, on web, on the, and you can access it there. It really gives you the background. My career in the NSA gives you the idea how intelligence works, but also it leads you into understanding how they're doing this mass surveillance and what it means and how it can all be pulled together. And then, of course, it also gives you the idea of how they're violating the Constitution and everybody's rights, even though they don't know it. But they shouldn't go around saying things like, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I have nothing to fear, simply because, you know, they're not really free to have free thoughts and be creative and innovative without having the government watch you. Because if you start doing something that is not compatible with their thinking, they'll come after you, just like they did us. And so that they made it impossible fundamentally for us to do the kind of analytic job that we had developed inside NSA and do a similar job outside commercially with other departments of government. They wouldn't let us do it. They got us fired and contracts terminated. And it was a whole series of things they did, first at the NGO and then at the INSCOM, then at Customs and Border Protection. And so everywhere we went, they made sure that we couldn't succeed at that job. So eventually, and then the Department of Justice started coming after us, trying to put us in jail with fabricated evidence, and we stopped all that by telling them that we had exculpatory data and evidence then that they were doing their effort was malicious prosecution, and then they finally left us alone. So in the end, after so many years of that, we basically found an opportunity over here in Europe where they value privacy more. And we decided to come over here and do this job over here, put together systems that will allow us to analyze massive amounts of data and pull out only what's necessary and what's relevant and make sense of massive data, which we could have done in the U.S. About 20 years ago, but they denied it and kept us from doing it. So we're over here now doing that. And we're looking at commercial applications, insurance and banking and all kinds of applications on massive data around Europe.
So basically the trailblazing research you did that could actually target real terrorists, real criminals, and not violate everybody's privacy at the same time really stopping disasters. You've run into folks in Europe that are actually looking at allowing you to actually try to build that.
Yeah, and they're actually helping us by, they're organizing and we're forming a company and they're backing us and financing it. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. A Good American is amazing.
I had to come over here to do it, you know. What's the matter with America?
Well, as you warned previously as a whistleblower and then in interviews and here and then, of course, in the movie Snowden, the political class is making hundreds of billions of dollars off this giant super spy grid that spies on everything, but then it's so massively over-targeted, it then does nothing to actually stop real problems. It violates everybody's rights and then lets the political class use it in political campaigns, not just against Republicans, but the Democrats and the CIA have used it against Dianne Feinstein and others, and it's all admitted they've illegally done it, and it's now this nightmare with a new superclass with godlike, omnipresent surveillance powers dragnetting their political opposition. It's just astounding.
Yeah, and they're acting like they have no respect for the law, and they're above the law, and nobody's going to do anything about it. I mean, here you have these people lying directly into Congress, and everybody knows it. They got caught at it, and still nothing happens. Now, what is the matter with the Department of Justice? Why aren't they holding these people accountable? I mean, they certainly do that with whistleblowers who are exposing the problems and the crimes. So anybody who exposes something, you step on them, and everybody else who commits them, you give them retroactive
immunity. I was about to say, Loretta Lynch, first they lied about the tarmac meeting. Then when it came out, it was totally illegal. He was under criminal investigation by her. The FBI documents have now been released by the FBI. They're trying to find out if it was a cop or whoever to get them fired to cover up the crime. They're admittedly obstructing justice right there. It's just incredible. And then the very Mueller that covered up Uranium One and criminal investigations and red-handed Russian payoffs for our strategic uranium, talk about takeover, he kills the investigation, and now he's the guy trying to indict Trump.
Right, and you can also don't forget that Mueller and Comey were the two of the main players back in as early as 2001 and 2004 in the Department of Justice and Department and the FBI, who actually were using the Stellar Wind program, the illegally acquired data against individuals inside the United States for common criminal activity.
And of course, then they did the parallel construction of the DEA and the rest of it.
Yep.
And then so they were in charge, I guess, later when you got SWAT teamed too, right? I mean, these are monsters.
That's right. They're basic criminals. That's all.
Gosh. And they know it's criminal what they did, and it's all come out. Wow. Well, I tell you, we can just get rid of these guys.
That's why I'm calling our Department of Justice now our Department of Just Us.
Wow. Well, sir, I'm just blown away by your courage and Mr. Gregg's courage and all the others and what you've gone through and how they tried to put you guys in prison. That's a whole other story. But then Patriots Inside Justice would leak that you'd been set up. So there is a God. There is justice. But good men and women have to stand up and have to tell the truth. And I hope this whole Clinton, globalist, Bush establishment swamp face sucker can finally be removed off our face. And I think it says a lot about Trump that he had Pompeo meet with you and that he's the target of these people. I mean, I think it says a lot about Trump that he's doing that.
Yeah, I think they're really afraid of him and what he'll be able to achieve. They're also afraid of him because he might see through them, which I think he does, and start to break up their game. That's one of the things they don't want to happen. I mean, the thing that they fear most is sunlight on the activities they've been performing. And they want to keep it. That's why the mainstream media is one of their main targets. So they won't broadcast any other opinions or views other than the ones they want shared. So, you know, I think the basic problem with why they hate Trump so much is because they fear him so much.
That's right. And as you've said, now Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're using NSA style tools to spy on liberal, conservative, you name it, outside speech, and then censor us in real time, not just keep you off mainstream news, not just keep me off, but then censor us in real time, not because we're fake news, but because we're researched real news.
Yeah, that's right. And you can't have that in a controlled environment. That's also what one of the things I said about the bulk surveillance is that one of the main objectives is population control. Now, also to make that happen, you have to control the narrative that's fed to the larger population of the country. And that takes the mainstream media. And that's basically what's happening. They are, in fact, controlled by the government, the shadow government, and those who want to control the narrative.
And now they admit they want to sew it up in free speech and authoritarianism. Now that they have their spy grid in place, this is really happening like history shows it would. Well, you're really a hero. I know you don't want to hear that, but you really are a hero. You've been vindicated and everything. You're a real class act. William Binney, thank you for your time and Godspeed.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Folks, learn more at goodamerican.org or pgknowledge.eu. It's up to us now to spread the word. Thank you, Doctor.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's coming out that these FBI agents that are having to leave the whole fake Mueller investigation didn't just exonerate Hillary and cover up for her when her and her aides lied, but they praised DOJ official after defying Trump travel ban that the Supreme Court has now again completely authorized. And of course, we knew that would happen. It's clear in law, but I've got a bunch of news on that front right now. The first thing I want to get at here, though, is that this Mueller thing is completely transparent. And that's why the media now goes into this whole hoax mode of fake news that Trump got caught working with the Russians during the campaign and Flynn's going to testify to it because it's all they've got. And they did that on purpose. So you've got to know they did that on purpose to test it, to see if folks bought it, and then to suspend their head investigator, who's famous for doing that stuff, for 4 weeks to gauge it. They're testing right now. And so get ready for some other whoppers, because a lot of psychological studies show you put big enough lies like that out, it just creates the perception, even if people find out it's not true, it still gives those that want to buy into it a subconscious hope. It's very, very delusional behavior. But they're getting ready with the indictment for obstruction, so they need to kind of have that background out there. Now, I didn't cover this a few days ago when they attacked me, because there's a new attack every day. But Newsweek and everything else put out lies about yours truly, because Media Matters, run by George Soros, put out a story attacking me. So when they do that, all the other minions go, oh, our boss said do this, let's follow it. And they said that I put out a vile anti-lesbian rant where I said lesbians want to eat people's brains. No. I said, then you've got the rich executive types like 50 Shades of Grey that want to torture you. They trick you into a bondage setting and then they torture you. I was talking about the whole bondage situation where people end up getting in bad situations when they get tied up. So I was mixing the two things together. I don't hate anybody if they're gay or lesbian or any of that, but it's a fact that in the gay or straight bondage movement, if you study criminology, not just here, but in Europe, it's really bad in England and really bad in Germany. Like one of the main guys in the Scorpion said, no, I've been to parties and clubs where they kill people. And folks, they do. And it's coming out. Gay, straight, you name it. I'm just saying bad stuff. So the media then edits that together to make it sound like I'm saying lesbians are eating brains. No, I said globalist devil worshippers do stuff like that. And there's been cases of psychopaths that do eat people's brains while they're alive. Like, who was the guy up in Milwaukee? Jeffrey Dahmer. So that's how desperate fake news is. InfoWars host Jones' vile anti-lesbian rant. Jones impersonates a liberal lesbian eating brains. Well, they got a problem. Somebody else put out fake news about it, about when I talked about it, and they got it right, but also wrong. Alex Jones's Harvey Weinstein comments are vile beyond belief, where I talk about how they train you to get tied up like 50 Shades of Grey, but then you end up getting tortured and killed. You go to California, you're there, you're going to be a crack whore, and they're done using you. They're going to put you in a snuff film for European consumption, and they're going to torture you to death. I'm talking about general evil. Heterosexual, homosexual, you name it. And then here it is, studies that prove domestic violence is LGBT issue. The part about lesbians was about, most studies show, they have the highest levels of domestic abuse. It's just what is in the news. So it's not just like men hurt women or vice versa. It's that this goes on with women too. Women aren't perfect. Let's all stop bashing each other and just realize the facts. Now, the reason I raise all that, and here it is, Soros fund manager, rape, beat, Playboy models, $27 million lawsuit. Soros fund manager, you know, blah, blah, blah. You have this other group branding women, using women to recruit them, and you had Hollywood star females that were second in command, former Smithville actress second in command in sex cult, torture cult. I mean, I'm just reading the stuff, Hollywood actresses, sex slavery, enslaving other women. I'm just telling you, this is what's at the bottom of the barrel, is men and women torturing people. Lesbian women, straight women. Gay men, straight men. It's going on. It's happening. That's what I'm saying. And then it'll be, Jones went back to attacking the lesbians again. Yes, there are lesbians that do bad things. There are straight people that do bad things. I'm sick of it. Everybody knows I'm not on some kick against lesbians or anybody else. I'd be a big hypocrite if I was, but I like women. I get it. So the point is that now there's this story on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that just broke. Hashtag Me Too. Female singer accused of rape by former colleague. It's moment of reckoning coming for female predators. And folks, I see the police reports, the news, but it's always back of the paper, or I know folks it happens to, where you get the butch chick, and then she beats up the non-butch chick and you know, smacks her around or rapes her. And that's what's being reported here. Singer Melanie Martinez has been accused, again, that's allegedly going on here, of rape by a former colleague, suggesting that Me Too reckoning is also coming for female predators in the entertainment industry. Musician Timothy Heller accused Martinez of rape in a tweet on Tuesday morning, in which included a detailed story, and it's a woman that goes by Timothy Heller, about how the abuse began and the unspecified date, and kept hitting on her, kept grabbing on her, and then finally raped her, reportedly. Now, who knows if that's true or not? You know, if I question it, now I condone rape. No, I mean, about half the rape allegations you hear out there end up to be fake. That's well known in criminology as well. Does it lessen the real rape? No, but it turned out the whole lacrosse thing, raping the black lady, was fake. It's just, this is how people get attention. I'm not saying this isn't real, because it kind of fits the whole M.O. But But we don't know. I'm just getting at the fact that that story is up on InfoWars.com, and the Huffington Post got it right that I talked about people like Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood end up getting women into bondage, and a lot of times when they finally get them tied up the fourth or fifth time, sometimes they never come back. And I told you that back before it had come out he'd raped women reportedly. I'm not saying he's doing it. I'm saying that type of stuff goes on. So that was the same thing I broke down. They say, oh, he said a horrible thing about Harvey Weinstein, which wasn't even true, but at least they got the quote that it was about men, 50 Shades of Grey stuff, being training for kidnapping women and for getting women in bad positions. So look out, men or women, don't go into dungeons with people you think you know even four or five times and then get chained up on the fifth time. That's what psychopaths do, and a lot of people come up missing because of that, and movies like 50 Shades of Grey and the accompanying books have popularized a whole new launch of this, and many women are going on Craigslist and on these other hookup sites and are going and meeting men they don't even know to get tied up. That's not a good idea. And yes, it's mainly women doing it to men doing it to women. It's also butch women doing it to men. I'm just giving you the MO. And it's gay men doing it to gay men. But the point is, you're crazy if you go into one of these dungeons. You're nuts. Because it's all about, like, pedophilia. First, they want to make contact with your kid. Then they want to test them and touch them a little. So if the kid reports it, they can deny it. It's a feeder into a very dark, evil, twisted underworld. And it's very, very satanic. And you don't want to get involved in it, young people or anybody else, okay? And that's, and I remember like 15 years ago, my family has a long time, you know, gay friend that I've known since I was a kid. He died a few years ago, and he was a newspaper reporter, stuff like that. And I heard, you know, when he got into a bunch of stuff before he died, you know, this whole wild scene or whatever, and he was an older guy, that he was going to stuff like this and got hurt. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is real stuff. And this whole bondage thing isn't cute. It isn't funny. And Hollywood sells you it's sexy and it's cool. You got 13-year-old girls reading stuff like 50 Shades of Grey. It's a load of garbage. All of it is hateful and bad and leads into a very, very evil place. Anything beyond, if your wife likes you, slap her on her rear end a couple times. I think anything beyond that is evil. And it's bad. And I'm just warning you, and I'm done. They'll say that's an anti-lesbian thing because they want you to stay in it. They want fresh meat. They want to hurt you. The whole globalist satanic combine. So you've been warned. You've been warned. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we need financial support. We're the tip of the spear. You just heard William Binney. That is super exclusive. Destroying the entire Russia deal. It was a setup. They have the total proof. We're bringing you a guy first years ago who the president has go meet with the CIA director. I mean, we're bringing you the hardcore folks. We got free shipping on a lot of items, not store-wide. 50% off on the high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine, Super Blue Amazing, and the mouthwash for adults and children. We have DNA Force 33% off back in stock. And we have a lot of other stuff. And we have a new website that I haven't even told you about. When I come back, I'll briefly tell you about before we hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. But if you want to commit and get high quality, great products that have changed my life and so many others, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And we got 50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch as well. You owe it to yourself, your family, to get these high quality products. Hour number four.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
After a year.